anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Is the U.S. Postal Service discriminating against atheist packages? We'll find out more here in a few moments. Johnson's got that story. And your calls are welcome about anything you'd like to discuss. 855-450-FREE. Plus, I'll maybe give you some raids of the day, according to Radley Balco over at the Huffington Post. But Bill is still on the line here. He hung through the break, the news. And, Bill, we barely had a chance to get a few words in from you in the last segment. So you were saying that you listened to... Yeah, you said you listened to the show on XM and you were glad you paid attention because you really dug the Bitcoin stuff.
Right, and you know, I work really hard for a living, and I like to be really positive. There's so many bad things in this world, and so I'd like to concentrate on the positive. And Bitcoin was something that I could get into inexpensively, and I'm just really glad that it has turned out to be something that I truly did believe was a good investment. And people just give me a blank stare when I tell them about it. Even smart people who are computer savvy, and they just look at you like you're from Mars or something. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I tried to tell you when it was 12, now it's 50, now it's 80, now it's 95, it's back to 86. It's just I do think that your last guy that you had on there, you were interviewing, your friend, what was his name?
Jason Soren?
Yeah. And I do think that it is going to go up in par with gold somewhere.
Oh, no, it's really Johnson. Johnson's here in the studio.
Sorry. Okay.
Oh, he's in the studio there. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So one of the things about bitcoins that I think it just has that kind of fad feel. It's probably like the internet was in 1991. Oh wow, you can send messages through wires.
Oh, yeah, and I was on the internet in 1991 too. With the old what kind of accounts were they for email?
CompuServe.
CompuServe. I wanted to say Comcast, but that was wrong. But you know, also I wanted to say that before I found you guys on XM. And I don't listen to you on XM anymore. I listen to you on my smartphone. Before I found on an app called TuneIn, and
excellent.
You can get all kinds of great programs on TuneIn, including
you sure
yours.
Can. Yeah, but, and LRN.FM's on TuneIn as well. It's a huge
right.
app. It's like the go-to app for any mobile phone, Windows, iOS, Android.
Yes.
TuneIn's there.
The other thing I wanted to say was sorry, I'm working. That's a two-way radio. I'm not a cop, but I work with them.
Tow truck driver.
No, I can't say.
All right, fair enough. Go on with your whatever you're doing.
I'm working. Yeah, before Bitcoin, I was buying some silver when I could afford it, one piece at a time, and I have some gold, but somebody in my mother's family saved back when the government said, turn in your gold. They didn't do it, and it's
nice.
Been handed down to me. So maybe that, it's in the genes or whatever. But so I started buying nickels, a roll at a time. Every time I'd be in a bank or something, I'd say, hey, give me this change in nickels, in a roll of nickels. Because somebody said that the currency is going to change, the constitution of the nickel is going to be not copper and nickel anymore. It's going to go to something that's not worth more than a nickel right now. So I just buy rolls of nickels.
Right. Nickel is currently the most valuable of the coins that exist. I think it's like 9 cents is the melt value
right.
of a 5 cent piece. And likely it's going to, when you consider the devaluation of the dollar, some experts have suggested that one stockpile nickels. Now, this is not an easy thing to do.
It takes up a lot of space. It's heavy.
If you want to put a significant amount of money, you better make sure that your garage floor is your basement floor is reinforced because this thing will go right through it.
Well,
it out of the aquifer. It is hard to steal.
Bill, thanks for sharing your thoughts, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight and your input and experience. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Rob, listening in Florida to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Happy Thursday night, I guess.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I guess you're not new, but you're new to XM. I mean, you're only on for an hour. Is your show only an hour long?
No, actually, we do a three-hour-long show. Let me give you a rundown here for XM listeners. We're actually not new to XM. We've been on XM for a couple years now, as a matter of fact. But we're a flexible kind of, from a business perspective, behind the scenes. We're very flexible, so XM kind of does what they want with us. So they sometimes will have they'll sometimes have somebody come to them with a bunch of money, and we don't come to them with any money. So the people that come to them with money will end up bumping out an hour of Free Talk Live. It's a three-hour-long show, seven nights a week. If you're an XM listener, you can actually get us on two different channels. There's America's Talk during the week, where they take our third hour of the show live from 9 to 10 at night Eastern, and that's this hour. And then on Saturday and Sunday nights, you actually can get all three of our hours on Extreme Talk, which is one channel down from where you are. It's channel 165 is Extreme Talk. We're on there on Saturday and Sunday nights, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So you get all three on the weekends.
All right, cool.
Well, so what were you calling about?
I'm getting to that. I just wanted to chime in on the, you know, the gun grabbing thing that's been going on, yada, yada, yada.
Sure.
I was just thinking. Now, according to my understanding, it says, you know, Second Amendment key right there shall not be infringed. I guess the key word there being infringed. Now, I don't really understand the technical aspects of this and that, but I understand that one of you by admission on here, one of you had said that you're a felon, correct?
Yep, I'm a felon.
Now,
my name's Mark.
Regardless of what happened or what isn't, just because they say you're not allowed, isn't that an infringement? I mean, I don't know what you did.
Absolutely.
I'm going to back this one up. So in the 14th Amendment says that, that involuntary servitude shall, you know, no one shall be forced into involuntary servitude without having committed a crime. And so that, in the Constitution, they're pretty clear that you can have your constitutional rights infringed upon if you've committed a crime. So I have to say, from a constitutional standpoint, it is fair to go after somebody who's a felon for, you know, not being able to bear arms. From a philosophical standpoint, on the other hand, if I'm so dangerous, why the heck did they let me out of prison? I've got a family. I've got a kid. I need to be able to protect them like anybody else needs to be able to protect them.
Right.
Probably most importantly is because of the laws, the way they're written, my wife can't even own a handgun, without having locking it up in some kind of safe and keeping it away.
You're a felon? What you do? Get a protest or something?
It's nothing nearly as nice as what Ian's gone to jail for, which was sitting on the hood of a car. When I was 17 years old, I was involved in the drug trade, as it were, and a man got killed.
Right.
There, and I just told a bunch of lies to the police. If I would have probably come clean from the beginning, I would have done little to no time, but I didn't.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it's a shame, you do your time, you're still held against you. I mean, it ain't like you killed anybody. But one quick thing, did you hear what Obama, now he further destroyed the Constitution and stabbed a heart in the country. Look up the Monsanto Protection Act. He signed
yes.
the law.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is all over the place today. Thank you, Rob, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And no, Mark, you didn't kill anyone, but I think he was kind of talking when you told him what you had gone to prison for.
Right. I did go to prison for second-degree murder.
Right.
However, I did not kill anyone.
You were there when a killing happened.
That's right.
So 855-453.
Not like I killed anybody.
That's the toll-free number. Zach, listening in Ithaca to WNYY. Hey, Zach.
How you doing? I listen to you guys a lot, and there's a lot of programs that are on the air that consistently talk about the issues that everyone's talking about. I just thought it might be interesting if you guys know the guy who runs GC Hatton, so he could put you in touch with Alex Jones. Alex Jones knows, what's his name? Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan knows Doug Stanhope. Mm-hmm. Doug Stanhope knows Charlie Brooker. Alex Jones has gotten, kind of close.
And somebody knows Kevin Bacon.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if you guys all got together for, kind of a war council thing and figured out, what you do have in common, you can all beat the drum together and actually accomplish something. We'll have, a million Freedom Head March on Washington or attempt something bigger than just talking.
I can totally appreciate where you're coming from, Zach, because most talk show hosts, certainly all they ever do is talk. But I've gone to jail for my beliefs. Gone to jail more than once for
my
beliefs.
Really need is action. We need more yelling. Very important for freedom.
I think it would be...
Fellow patriots, gather together.
I think it'd be fun to listen to that little round table.
All right, more coming up here. We can bring Zach back for a little more discussion on this, and also you can take control as well. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control and do it toll-free. toll-free, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got the webcam. You can watch. You can listen and interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and it's all free. So go to cam.freetalklive.com.
You know an emergency is going to occur in your life. You just don't know what form that emergency is going to take. It could be weather, blackout, unemployment, some kind of fiscal collapse. We just don't know what's going to happen. But a piece of cheap insurance is to have stored food on hand. The Legacy Premium brand that you can get at food.freetalklive.com is 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. It's the only brand that's that way. And it's less than $1.50 a meal. That's about half of what their competition is. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart we have there that compares the Legacy Premium brand to the other major brands. And I found this to be very motivating. You'll see the difference just by looking at the chart. The chart says everything. They are one of the two, I believe, that has an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. This is important.
Didn't they do that first?
They did do it first.
Yeah.
And it's good that somebody followed them. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
It's just inaccurate for me to say that they're the only
right.
one. They were the only one. Now they're not.
You could say they were the first.
They were the first. That's true. Mm-hmm. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options, and they're the best in price, storability, and taste. It's food.freetalklive.com. Free shipping on all orders. Go there. Check out the specials we have there. We particularly have the Mega Sampler Pack, which I think is a great option. You can see you get all the different types of food there, and it's 183 meals for $1.50 a piece. I mean, at that price, you don't even need to store the food. You can just eat it. Food.freetalklive.com.
We bring back Zach. He's listening in Ithaca to WNYY. And Zach, you'd called in tonight with the suggestion that Free Talk Live should get together with some other talk show hosts and go march on Washington and do something more than talk. Wanted to make sure you go ahead.
Well, maybe not necessarily march, but like the one thing, if everyone got together and agreed on one thing to push for, I think it would be a RICO prosecution of essentially the entire corrupt organization that exists. Like, say if you could get somebody like David Gergen to flip, if you got some dirt on him, I'm sure he could go off for hours about all sorts of shady, crazy Bohemian Grove Trilateral Commission. Now, these people are engaged in a conspiracy together, you know, to racketeer and influence and corrupt, society in using organized crime. They are like the perfect group of people to be.
But they'll never convict themselves. They'll never charge themselves for that. So that seems like kind of a pointless task.
We know that the Bohemian Grove occurs.
Hey, government, you're corrupt as hell. Why don't you bring yourself up on charges?
I mean, if there's nothing worth fighting for, no one will just line up and get our chips and go to the gas chamber.
I'm not fighting. I don't know about you, but I'm done fighting. I just want to live free with other people that care about freedom. And if the government wants to fight, then we'll stand up for what we believe in. But I don't like the term fighting because I don't want to fight these guys. I want them to change their minds. I want the government people who are currently, you know, aggressing against others to stop. I want it to be so expensive for them to aggress against peaceful people. I want people to stop bending over and stop doing what they're told. But whatever the solution is going to be, it's not going to be a top-down one. The government's not going to fix itself. The government's not going to charge itself. It's not going to, you know, do anything that would put its own system in jeopardy or delegitimize its own system in any way, shape, or form. The only way to really have an effect, in my opinion, is to encourage the individual to take action. And I mean on a peaceful basis.
Well, that's what Zach is calling in about. He's asking some important individuals.
I'm sorry, I thought he said bring him up on charges.
Okay, just a second. Now you've managed to do the perfect thing that a talk show host does. Once you've established a caller as adversarial, then you set up straw men and watch them wander off the side of the road. What he originally called in about was suggesting that Free Talk Live get together with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and Doug Stanhope and come up with one issue that that they could spearhead and actually have some success with. I don't think that issue is going to be the Bohemian Grove if Free Talk Live's involved, but I do think that if people get together and decide on one thing and focus on that one thing, that they'll have some success in that area. I don't
disagree. Doug Stanhope is a member of the Free State Project.
I don't disagree.
As I understand it.
And maybe
so there you go. There's two out of four that are together on the
I
same thing.
The
other problem you're going to run into, Zach, is that people don't agree on everything. So we're not going to be able to come to any kind of an agreement with Alex Jones.
You certainly aren't if you don't try. Go ahead, Zach.
Pick one thing. Just pick one thing. You can all agree that, you know, X, Y, and Z are wrong. I mean, you could it could be any number of things. You could all disagree that things are bad and something needs to be done. But if you could focus, like, there are some rabid fans of some of these shows out there. And
sure, but then you're going to get this mentality of this, like, you know, rally to restore sanity, that whole thing that happened with the Daily Show. Yeah, well, and how did that work out for you?
It was pretty lame. Everyone was, like, anti-teabagger. It was really... They didn't really get it. They didn't really
right.
get it.
And so do you think it would have been, you know, was the environment that much better over at Glenn Beck's rally?
I'm sure it smelled worse. I don't know. I was there.
Zach, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
You can't tell a joke because then you're gone. We'll always bring you off on a high note.
That was pretty good. But did it restore sanity, and did Glenn Beck's rally fix anything? No. Rallies don't do anything directly. What they can do is they can bring people together, and maybe then something can grow
out
of that.
You might get a message out there to a few people, and it certainly might be fun. You know, I'm sure that would be a great time.
It was supposedly a great time in the rally to restore sanity.
No, I'm saying even if it was, like, you know, like Joe Rogan and Alex Jones and, you know, Free Talk Live and whoever else, you know, pick your...
It'd be a fun time.
Take all the shows from LRN, you know, and the hosts. And
Ian and I have to set aside our dislike of rallies, which is, you know, everybody chanting, over and over again,
right.
You know, nothing getting done and all that stuff. And you're really asking people that have different goals kind of to get together. And I see some of the confluence that he's talking about. I see value to it. I just that we kind of have the things that we like, and we're welcoming people to get on board with them. I'm happy that Doug Sandhope's on board with the Free State Project. But I think technology is going to the free people are going to outpace the idea of the government.
I have a genius idea. What if we have a rally to get together to increase in any one given area the market for weed?
Well, that'll happen.
Genius.
I'm happy to do something if I think it's a good idea, and I just don't think that doing anything in Washington, D.C. is a good idea. I don't know what else, you know, what other proposal would be on the table between us and some other talk show hosts. You know, if something was put forward and I thought, yeah, that sounds good, let's do that. We would do it. But I don't tend to really think that anything, you know, rally-like is going to change
anything.
And
Ian's hard to convince. Speaking as his business partner for 10 years now, I probably have spent more time with Ian than any person alive. And I can tell you, he's just a hard sell. Today, when I said, you know, I'm going to need a little extra time, I've got Jason Soren in for an interview for my Edgington Post, he immediately snatched the interview away from me and puts him on for Free Talk Live in the first hour, which is cool. But you can see, like, if it's a good idea to Ian, it's a good idea. But generally, his policy is if I'm not excited about it within the first 10 seconds, I'm never going to get excited about it, so I'm not going to get excited about it.
We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, the idea that I think is the best is the one that I'm acting on, and that is the Free State Project, moving liberty-loving people together. And, you know, anybody that's not on with that idea, it's hard for me to get excited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you would like at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Many website features are on our site, freetalklive.com. We actually had a guy call in a few moments ago saying we should team up with these other people. Well, by the way, we've actually been on Alex Jones's radio program, and he has been on this program. So if that's something you wanted to hear, you can go to guests.freetalklive.com. You can hear our interview with Alex. I don't know if we posted the one that we did on his show. Maybe we did on the publicity page or something. But you can definitely hear the one that where he appeared on Free Talk Live. And, you know, I know we got into it. I think it was when we were on his show about immigration. Cause
yeah, there's
definitely
no point
not
in having an interview where everybody agrees on something. Right. You've got to have a little tension.
Yeah, so, you know, he's definitely not on board with liberty on that particular issue because he's not a really... You know, he's not a truly principled liberty guy. He may get it on some issues. You know, he certainly does. What?
I think you just touched a third rail, sir.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you don't support immigration
Alex
freedom,
Alex Jones is not truly a liberty guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if you don't support immigration freedom, you're not truly a liberty guy.
Yeah, I agree.
Because people should be free to move from point to point, and you know, as long as they've got permission from the property owners to be there, they should be allowed to be there.
I think he's got it right on 9 out of 10 right. issues, it seems like.
Maybe. As far as, honestly, I don't listen to a show, so I don't know.
Sometimes some of the things that they talk about as far as conspiracy theories and stuff like that, it's not my thing, but whatever. Each loan payment is made up of both principal and interest payments. From the first payment on, you're going to be paying front-loaded interest payments, or they're going to be the majority of your payment. If you go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, they'll introduce you to some different options, because the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is basically the gold standard here in the United States. It's not really true in the rest of the world. If you have a 30-year fixed, you're going to be waiting 10 and a half years before you're even breaking even on your principal and interest payments. You're paying more interest for the first 10 and a half years than you're paying on principal. With a 20-year fixed, it's basically 50-50 right out of the gate. And on a 15-year fixed, it's like 60-40 right out of the gate. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. There, the Mortgage Minute Guy and his team of experts can help you. You can get in contact with them. They can help you to find the right mortgage for you. If you're refiing, or if you're buying a new home, whatever the reason you might need a mortgage, you need to talk to the folks at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. I'm going to give you the telephone number here so you can, if you don't go to the website, you can still give them a call. It's, 866-288-0088. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, still to come, the post office discriminating against atheist packages. Did you know packages could have a belief system? We'll tell you that. It'll give you more details in a moment. Russ is with us listening to XM's America's Talk. Hey, Russ.
How's it going tonight?
Hey, man, you're in Montana. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. An issue that I had seen a couple of videos on Netflix about food co-ops.
Okay, tell me about it.
They've got, especially on the East Coast, I've seen a lot of, was where most of the ones on the videos were. A lot of places, they're illegal to have food co-ops.
It's illegal to have food co-ops in most places?
Yeah. They had one place where they brought it, a bunch of people bought the food. It was GMO-free. The milk came from one certain cow.
Mm-hmm.
And all this kind of stuff, so you knew there was nothing wrong with it. They had everybody meet in one location. Truck came up, and the sheriff actually came up and made them get rid of all the milk that they had, like 30 gallons of milk that they had to pour out. Mm. People had already bought.
That's
so. Is it a co-op that's illegal, or raw milk that's illegal?
It's the co-op.
Because in a lot of places, raw milk is illegal. So.
Yeah, terrible waste of food.
Which I don't think should. I think
no,
raw milk
you.
Is for the right person, go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, right, you should be able to eat raw cow poop, too. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, with whatever people want to consume, I see a lot of value to raw milk, and my wife had us on the Nourishing Traditions diet there for a little while, and now we're off on to other things.
But you're still drinking the raw milk, right?
Yeah, we get the raw milk.
Yeah.
We get the raw milk.
I don't think I've ever had raw milk.
There was actually one in Virginia where a lady had realized that her son was allergic to milk and went to goat's milk. And they actually shut her down, too.
Can't have, well, there was a guy in North Carolina that was giving advice on his blog on how to eat, and they shut him down, too.
It never ends. It never ends. Yeah. They're always going to come up with something else that they tell you how you should do something or what you shouldn't do. We know best. We're the government. And as long as people go along with it, then they're just going to keep doing it, which goes back around to what I was saying before.
We're going to keep you safe to death.
The rallies won't change anything. You can go and rally around and shout all you want about raw, because they did that. The Raw Milk Freedom Riders went down to D.C. last year, or whatever they called themselves, the Raw Milk Ladies. Anyway, they went down there and they actually did some civil disobedience. They took raw milk across state lines, which was illegal, and I think they might have sold some of it while they were in D.C., if I'm recalling that correctly. But anyway, they flagrantly violated the D.C. prohibition, or the federal prohibition on raw milk crossing state lines, and they didn't do anything to them about it. The feds didn't they didn't arrest anybody.
They want to come after innocents by their own in their own time. They're not these highwaymen aren't going to go after the prepared caravan that's sent out for them. They're going to get the wayward traveler.
No doubt. But that's why people need to learn about what freedom means and learn how to exercise their rights and stop just doing what they're told. Anything else you want to share tonight, Russ?
There's where I live in Wyoming, and where I used to live in California, they have a lot of community gardens, and people will just come out and they'll grow their stuff, and at the end of the year, the end of the growing season, they'll sell it at a farmer's market. I wish there were a lot more of those around, because I love getting that fresh produce.
Yep.
Russ, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Dennis. He's listening in Ohio via the TuneIn app. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Like you guys are saying, the government's not going to change itself. It's this big leviathan that's just going to keep going. And you can go and protest all you want. You got to exactly what you guys are doing. If within your state, start personal nullification, secession, get your kids out of the school, the public schools. You got to change the mindset of people. What you guys are doing up there is awesome. Just wish more people could get that idea of liberty, like you said, and learn about it.
Yeah, the reason why we moved to New Hampshire is because it just wasn't happening where we're from. And if you want to really institute the ideas of liberty, you've got to make a concerted effort, and you've got to concentrate your activism in one place. I know everyone wants their state to be the free state, but it's not working. That's why the Free State Project was such a good idea. Was, hey, let's gather together and actually concentrate our efforts. And you know what? Right. That actually works.
I'm from Indiana, but there's one of these constitutional committees, you know, you're on a mailing list, and they send you, they're like, well, why isn't anybody wanting to come to learn about the Constitution? We only got four people, and we got, you know, Michael Badner coming in, and nobody wants to, you know, come and learn about it. They're apathetic. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. So,
well, great. I can go learn about the Constitution. And then what?
Yeah.
You know, you can't bring it into a courtroom.
I do love Michael Badnarik's course, though.
Yeah. No doubt. Michael Badnarik, really smart guy, and wrote some great books about liberty. He ran for the Libertarian Party presidential candidacy in 2004. I mean, the dude's principled. I think he's actually a Free State Project participant, as a matter of fact. But
I still have my Badnarik for president yard sign.
Do you really?
'04?
Yeah, that was the only year.
I had it on the back of my car, too.
But you're right, Dennis. Yeah. People are apathetic. But then again, who can blame them? It's not like it's nice to know about the Constitution. Like, it's fun to ask the cops, hey, did you swear an oath to the Constitution? How do you feel about free speech, all that, when they're oppressing your rights? Because the Constitution doesn't matter to these people. Even if they did swear an oath to it, it means nothing. You can't hold them to their oaths. And so ultimately, the Constitution is a nice thing to appeal to, I think, to know something about, so others can maybe kind of come on board. But as far as using it as a tool to stop the state, that's never worked.
It didn't work the first time.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight. For you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. Very simple, easy to do. Just try to remember to do it before you go shopping, shop.freetalklive.com. Or you can go to shop.freetalklive.com once, select the link to Amazon of your preference, click that link, and then bookmark that. Bookmark that long link that comes up after you click, you know, when you're on the Amazon welcome page or whatever.
I put it on the Free Talk Live page today.
The landing page. You put the Amazon link on the Free Talk Live page. Okay, great. So if you bookmark the link to Amazon, because, again, there's three different ones. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Go to that link, bookmark it, and then from that point on, all you have to do is go to your bookmark, because that link includes our Free Talk Live code, our affiliate code. And that's the most important part. So that way we get a cut of the sale. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Eric is listening in Iowa. And if we get a chance, Atheist Packages coming up. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Hey, man. What's on your mind?
I was just surfing through and I heard you guys, you know, before you went to the break, I heard you talking about, I mean, you just about blew me out of the car. You were saying that the Constitution was like this fluffy ideological document that never worked, and I was like, "What are these guys talking about?" So
it hasn't worked in my lifetime for much of anything.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of problems with it because we've gotten so far away from it. The political process, you know, money is everything now. You were talking about, you know, cops and them taking the oath, but there's no real, like, there's nobody making them compliant. I mean, I'm sure you guys have dealt with cops before. I know the first thing they do when I deal with them is they lie. So,
yep.
I mean, you know, it's interesting. But, you just got to blow me away with that, and I just thought I had to call in.
I appreciate the call. And, look, everybody on this show was at one point or another, I think, Johnson, I'm speaking for you, at one point or another, a big proponent of the United States Constitution. But at some point, we came to the conclusion, like Lysander Spooner did, that, well, this Constitution that we've got, and he did this in 1870 in a series of letters with Grover Cleveland, he came to the conclusion that this Constitution is either authorized the tyranny that we have, and that's what he said in 1870, and I can only imagine how much more it's grown since then, authorized the tyranny that we have here in this country, or it's powerless to stop it.
And I was originally of the mindset that, well, it's really because the people are just not following a constitution. It's really the people's fault, and it's the fault that we're not actually really adhering to the constitution enough. And if we just all we got together and we and
all the way home.
Yeah, you know, yeah, exactly. And you know, this kind of collectivist mindset about how everyone has to sort of get in line with the constitution.
But I never swore an oath to this thing.
Sure, right. Sure.
And the constitution isn't a set of rules for me either.
Right.
It's a set of rules for them.
Right. And you also have to take into account that, okay, the constitution without the amendments, without the Bill of Rights, we have slavery, right? So without the Bill of Rights, constitution authorizes slavery essentially. With it, it authorizes the federal income tax. So, not great. Not the greatest bastion of freedom. So, you know,
I'm glad that, you know, we stirred it up a little bit, Eric, because we're going to do that from time to time here on Free Talk Live.
From what I understand, historically, wasn't the income tax supposed to just pay for like World War I and then go away?
Sure.
That's like most government programs.
Yeah, I mean, we're all. Every government program has eternal life, so they say.
Yeah, I actually have a piece of show prep here, Eric, where they're still making veterans payments to people from the Civil War.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Eric, thanks for your call tonight. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm just checking in with you.
All right, man, appreciate it. Drive safe out there. Thanks for the call. I presume he was a driver. Sounded like road noise.
This sounded like road noise.
855, 450 free. Odds are good if someone's calling from XM. They're probably a professional driver.
Well, I don't know.
Odds are good.
XM has a really great deal.
They do. They've got a lot of people listening to XM. No doubt about it. But just seems like odds, you know, as far as the people that actually pick up their phone, you know, the real dedicated talk radio listeners, the ones that really have something to say.
It also just makes sense with the amount of time that those people spend on the road.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to want unique content. And when you get to XM, I mean, it's real deal. I mean, even if you're one of those people who subscribes and is getting audiobooks or buying audiobooks, and at some point you want to get the content, and XM has just oodles of content.
Well, I think that professional drivers, truckers, tend to be far more educated on the issues of the day than the average individual,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they're on the road 10 hours a day or more.
Yep, they're dealing with the cops.
They're listening to the radio, whereas the average individual, I mean, they're sick and tired. They've heard Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train enough times,
yeah.
And so they're listening to talk content. So they tend to be more educated on the issues, and the average individual, they're driving to work and driving back. They're probably listening to music. They're just not as in tune.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, they're used to dealing with the state. I mean, they're dealing with police. They're dealing with checkpoints. They're dealing with, you know, these inspection points, way stations. I mean, the state's constantly involved in their lives and in their business. And so they're also, I think, more likely to be interested in a show like Free Talk Live. The more the state's screwing you, the more likely you're going to be interested in what we have to say here.
Mm-hmm. We talk about freedom.
Yeah. So, speaking of the state screwing people, yeah. Johnson, yeah. Apparently the United States Postal Service is discriminating against packages sent by atheists.
Sure. So I want to read this little website that these folks put together. So it's Atheist Shoes. That's the name of their business. So
Atheist Shoes.
Say, we are Atheist Shoes, a cadre of shoemakers and artists in Berlin, Germany, who handmake ridiculously comfortable Bauhaus-inspired shoes for people who don't believe in gods.
Okay. What does simple Bauhaus-inspired shoes have to do with people who don't believe in gods? Go ahead.
Sure. Well, they say, we have lots of customers in the USA, but sometimes shoes we send them take longer than they should to arrive or even go missing. And when some of our customers customers asked us not to use atheist branded packing tape on their shipments, we started to wonder if the delays were caused by the U.S. Postal Service taking offense at our overt godlessness. So we launched an experiment. Oh, those Germans. We sent 178 packages to 89 people in 49 U.S. states. Each person was sent two packages, one sealed with atheist-branded packing tape, and the other with neutral tape.
So this is a full-on blind, double-blind kind of set,
yep,
right?
Yep. Which, hey, atheists in science? Who could imagine? They all left Berlin on November 21st, 2012, and in theory, the branded and unbranded packages should have traveled at exactly the same speed.
Or close.
Mm-hmm. So here are the facts. This is what happened. The atheist branded packages took, on average, 3 days longer to reach their destinations. Nine atheist packages went missing, and just one non-branded atheist package. Oh, sorry. Just one non-branded atheist package just disappeared. So
it's one
9-to-1 wow. ratio of packages that disappeared.
That's pretty significant. I need to see more science before I was ready to execute somebody, but this is pretty damning.
Yeah, 10 times more likely. The atheist package is 10 times more likely to disappear. In Michigan, the atheist package arrived 37 days later. So, you know, essentially the results demonstrate a significant bias in quality of shipping against atheist-branded packages. Having run a series of control tests...
How do they do in the South? You'd think the South would be the worst, not Michigan.
Mm. Yeah, it's strange. I'm not really sure.
Well, they only shipped 50. I mean...
Right. Well, 89.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. It was...
I thought it was 50.
Yeah, it was like 89.
No, it was 178 packages of 89 people in 49 U.S. states. So they just sent times two. So the problem appears to lie in the USA and is likely explained by the differential handling of packages by the employees of the U.S. Postal Service. Interestingly, this seems to be a national problem. Traditionally less religious and more liberal states also saw high levels of delay and disappearance. Sadly, many of our customers who took part in this experiment were not surprised by our findings. Even though tampering with post in the United States is a federal offense. So I guess what the outcome of this is that they're actually no longer using atheist packing tape. Because obviously they can't.
It's tough to be an out atheist, man. I mean, you get overt discrimination.
I think Americans said that they would rather have a Muslim as a president than an atheist. And this was a few years ago when being a Muslim was really, really a bad news for in America.
These state employees, you know. So be careful about branding your packages in any way that can identify them somehow.
Absolutely. Great point. Thanks for sharing that here tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime. Head over to freetalklive.com.
Save now $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis in 32-count generic packages. Compare $5 a pill to up to $25 in the U.S. Savon Meds pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to U.S. customers for 9 years. Get generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill with confidence. Call for a free quote and info. It's Save On Meds. 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live's gonna be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You can be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.